Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Unnamed Gaming Podcast. This is episode 8, and today, talking about the things I played this week, which was a lot. And as I was going through them, I was like, whoa, I actually went through quite a bit of stuff. And then also talking about some of the new things that have arrived on Nintendo Switch, for both in terms of games, a game, and features that may or may not be coming. And then also talks about Hideo Kojima. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Okay, so, first thing, I guess, Apex Legends. Been playing that quite a bit. Actually, on days where it's just like been crazy at work or whatnot, and just like other stuff going along, I find like that's the one game that I actually get into and get some time in, basically because I'm trying to get to level 100 on the battle pass. Because when I downloaded this game on Switch, I was thinking that I was going to really try and give this game a shot, because the first time around I was just like meh, played one game and was like, this is not for me, I feel like I'm just letting my whole team down or whatever. And so this time around I actually bought the battle pass so that it would kind of force me to like get my money's worth by going and doing the challenges and getting to level 100 and getting unlocking all the stuff and whatnot. And so I've been playing that. I think mostly that's the game that I played the most this week. I had one really awesome match. I was playing on the Tokyo servers because for whatever reason, well, I guess because there's a lot of Switch owners in Tokyo, but if you want to get in on a match where it's just Switch players, like you have to go to the Tokyo servers because that's where they all are. And it's still a little hard to find. I wouldn't say hard, but it's like it takes a little time to get into a match, at least when I jump on, because I come home from work in the morning, and so I'm not sure what time of day it is over there, but there's not very many people on. Though the other night when I had the night off and I was just playing, it was like midnight, 1-2 in the morning, man, easy, got into matches really quick, really easy. It was great, and I had the most awesome match. My teammates went down, I picked them both up, and then me and my other teammate went down. There were like several times where two of the three members of our team went down, and then the one picked us all up. And like one time it was me picking everybody up, and one time it was somebody else picking everybody up, and then we made it all the way. We got number one. We were champions, and I was Apex Predator for that round or that match. I don't know. I got kill leader, and then it said you're the Apex Predator. I was like, whoa, what the freak? but that was super cool. I was using Rampart. I like using her. Mainly because like I feel like hardly ever do I see people pick her. Like I was playing today, and I saw one person pick her. I was like, what? You took my pick. And but yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a good time. And then of course right after I finished that match, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna end right there. That was a really good match. And then I come on the next time and I totally forget that I was champion. And then okay, I go into the match and it's like, this is your champion, and it shows me. I'm like, oh no, I don't want to be the champion. I totally forgot about that. And then we jumped down, and then I lost my train of thought here. We jumped down, and like I almost died instantly. It was crazy. I don't know why, but for some reason, this it doesn't always save my progress. Like, I will I'll go into a match and then sometimes it can be a really good match and sometimes it's a really crappy match, but like I'll go in and then I'll come out and it won't give me any experience, won't give me any unlocks or anything, you know, anything like it, challenges that I've completed. I'm just like, oh, what the heck, man? What happened? And so it did that, and I was like, oh man, that was embarrassing. Got like annihilated. I was the champion and got annihilated in like, I think I was like the first squad. And then, so I was like, ah, whatever. So I jumped into the next match, and it said I was a champion again. It's like, no, I'm not. I just died. I was like, ninth, our squad was like 19th or 20th place. So I had to deal with that twice. But I guess it's whatever. I mean, when I think about it, I'm just like, I don't even think about it when it says, oh, the champion's been killed or whatever. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. But I guess in my head, I imagine other people being like, yeah, killed the champion, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's whatever. Anyways, I also played a little bit of Ghost Runner because, oh yeah, that was the game last week that I couldn't think of the name. I was like, some runner, something runner. And I didn't get to play too much of it, but I did play a little bit of it. Was a little bit of it. It was on sale, so I picked that up. And I'm very intrigued by it. I kind of like how it's just one hit, you one hit and you're dead. And then but I like that you can just like get back into it really quick. You know, you don't have to go through a whole bunch of loading screens or have to wait very long. It's just like instantly puts you back to the last checkpoint, and then you go and try again. You just go do it as many times as you want. So started playing that. Seems cool. I like it so far. And then also I played a little bit of Monster Hunter Rise. I was working on doing the village quests because most of the time that I've been playing the Hunter's Hub or the Gathering Hub quests. I forget what that, if that's what it's called, but like the multiplayer quests. And I guess I forgot that it's so much harder on the multiplayer side of things because it's like, and because it's, I guess, adjusting for the fact that you could have multiple people. But I feel like it's harder even if you go solo in those areas. But because I went to the village quest and I was like, okay, got all geared up, got all my ammunition ready, and I went out and was doing a couple of, actually I did like maybe three, think I did three, and I just breezed through them. I didn't even go through all my ammo, and I was like, holy crap. If I was in the hub doing this quest solo, I'm sure I would have ran out of ammo, had to go find some plants and make some more ammo. But yeah, it was like so easy, and I'm like, you know what? I need to go through all the village quests so I can unlock all the things and unlock all like the little cinematic sequences that they have. And I think I like seeing the monsters too. You know, how they do like a little intro for each of the monsters. So I need to go through and unlock all that stuff. And then there's other stuff that gets unlocked as you play through the village quest. So I guess I should probably go do that first and then go into the multiplayer hub and start doing those quests. But I was just so eager to get to a Rathian or a Rathalos, or you know, so because I bought my first Rathian and it was cool. I beat it on my own. I tried to do it multiplayer and I just did it via join request, and I had like three Japanese players jump in. And three of us were doing fine, but there was one guy in particular. He used all of our feints. Like, he came in, fainted. Came in again, fainted. Came in again, fainted. I was like, dude, seriously? But it's still fun, and I really like being able to just go on and have just like random people jump in and join my game. It's a lot of fun. I also played, let's see, oh yeah, Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm, because my daughter loves fighting against me in that game, and she's like, she never gives up, no matter how many times I beat her. She always has to come back and win at least one more time. One time. And so, even right now, I can see her just like challenging me right now. She wants to fight me. But yeah, that's still a fun game. And me and my daughter, we play it every now and then. But mostly, that's the only time I ever play it is with her. Also played Mega Man X, and I still cannot beat that last level. It is so hard. And I got farther. Oh, but I didn't do what I said I was gonna do. I was gonna go back to some of the other levels and pick up power-ups and fill up my energy tanks and stuff. And you know what? I also need to just like look for a guide and find out what I need to do or where all of the things are so I can just get everything. And also, I know that there's a Hadouken that I can unlock, but I forget how to. I know where the capsule is, I just don't know how to make it appear. I forgot that part. So, yeah. And then. Oh yeah, I've been playing Sonic Mania. That is a lot of fun. I got into the, what is it? It's like a film or like studio zone or something like that. I don't remember what it's called, but that was a lot of fun. I like the music there. It's really cool. Oh, but I love the Chemical Plant Zone. That's like probably one of my favorite songs in that game. But so I'm not very far into it. I need to go do more into that so I can get further into that and just see what else they've added and see what stuff they're bringing from the old games and see what new stuff they're putting in, because I haven't seen anything beyond the studio zone, excuse me. And then I also downloaded the R-Type Final 2 demo. Man, R-Type reminds me of when I was a teenager, because I went over to my friend's house and he had a Super Nintendo, and he had R-Type, and that game was freaking hard. That's the only thing I remember about it. It was freaking hard. And this game, I was playing the demo, and I got all the way to the end boss, and then he like hit me with some big laser thing, and I was like, ah, dang it. And then I was feeling pretty good about myself because I had gotten through the whole level without dying. And then I got hit with that, and I was like, ah. And then I just was like, yeah, play some more later. But I just kind of put it off to the side. And then I downloaded another demo called Hardcore Mecha, and this game, oh my goodness, it's like so anime, but it's like awesome at the same time. Like, I mean, I love anime, but just like the little cutscenes and things. I'm trying to figure out how to describe the graphics. It's all drawn, like 2D drawn kind of art, and it's almost like they draw each part of the body, and then they just move those parts around. So like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's not like they're doing a whole animation of the body. It's like they draw a bunch of body parts, and then they manipulate those body parts, kind of like a puppet. So, but it looks super cool. And the what I played through was kind of awesome. The controls take kind of a lot of getting used to for me. I still want to use like the right analog stick to aim, because I feel like I use the left analog stick I use the left analog stick to move around, and then I would like to use the right analog stick to aim, but it's like one and the same for this. And then you use the ZR button to like hold your character in place, and it's a little weird. Like, I think it just takes some getting used to, and so I'm not used to it yet. But yeah, I think I'll get used to it eventually. I didn't play through the whole demo. I had to go do something else. But from what I played from it, It was really cool. Pretty cool little game. Oh, and I also downloaded Ninjala again. I can't. Oh, yeah, I heard that they were bringing Monster Hunter Rise stuff to Ninjala, so that's why I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get in. Gotta start playing Ninjala again. And man, I went online and I played with my daughter. We got into a group and we jumped online and we got annihilated, like so bad. I was like, what the heck kind of matchmaking is this? Like, us two freaking noobs haven't played in a long time, and then me and my daughter, we hadn't played in forever, but we were top of our team. So I don't know what the other two were doing on our team were doing, but we got destroyed. It was so bad. Like at the top of the top right of the screen, or is it top left? I don't know. One of the corners, it shows like this little meter, and it's like blue and orange, and it'll show like how much or how close it is. Like, oh, if it's like in the middle, if it's like blue and orange, like kind of even, you know, and like there's a thing in the middle, a separator. If it's in the middle, then it's like, oh, it's a pretty close match. But this was like, we were blue, and it was just like all orange. It's just a little tiny bit of blue, and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't get a single kill. Every single time I got into a clash, I lost it, and I was like, this game, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get back into this just for some Monster Hunter Rise outfits or whatever, you know. But I was like, I turned it off, and we came back and played it again another day. And when we came back and played it the second time, that was way better. We actually dominated that round, and it wasn't like that we just like steamrolled the other team, but it was, they got in some like pretty good hits on me too. Like I got taken out, I think twice, but I was able to pull off some good moves, trap some people in the gum, and then like smack them off. Got the ippons, and I was like, oh yeah, now I remember why this feels good. But like, when it sucks bad. Because I feel like there are matches where I will just consistently not win the clashes and just be like, I'll choose the wrong direction and just be like, ugh, not win anything. And then there'll be times when I'll always win the clashes, you know, the little Junkenpo, or I was gonna say Junkenpo, but it's like rock, paper, scissors kind of thing. But yeah, it's so I feel like that game, it's so polarizing. Sometimes it's like really good, really fun, and really awesome, and sometimes it's just like, this sucks. Why the heck did they make the game this way? You know, where it's like all dependent on luck whenever you clash with another player. And like when I say clash, it's like you and them, you both of your weapons just clash against each other, and you have to pick a direction, you know, up, down, left, right, and then depending on what you choose, one of you will win the clash, and it'll totally leave the other person vulnerable, and you can just bam, 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 and then it's pretty much, I would say, almost always a guaranteed ippon if you win a clash, unless like something crazy random happens, or like their teammate throws a special at you or something, just as you win the clash. But most of the time, it's a guaranteed ippon. So that second game, that second round was pretty fun. I had a good time with it. And then the last game that I played actually rolls into the first news story. So we'll just roll right into news. All right, so first little bit of news was Pac-Man 99 released for Nintendo Switch, and I thought it was an interesting choice. I don't know how I feel about the game so far. I played a few rounds. It is tough. And not to say that Tetris 99 was easy, but yeah, I guess I just don't find it as enjoyable as I do Tetris. But I guess that's also just saying just goes to show that I don't really care for Pac-Man. I mean, it's okay. But that would not have been my first pick for a retro game getting the Battle Royale treatment, you know. I think there would have been a lot of other better games, like old school games that could have been a better, like, Tetris 99 experience. For instance, like Bomberman. Holy cow, can you imagine Bomberman? Like, oh wait, don't they have that? I think, oh, probably they already have something. I think they have like a really big online multiplayer Bomberman game for Stadia, but I think it's coming to all the other platforms. I have to look into that. But yeah, Bomberman would be cool. I'm trying to think what else would be a good old school game that'd be cool to translate into like a like big battle royale sort of thing. Thinking of like I wonder if they could do like a racing game and just have like every lap one player gets, or no, I think that'd be like it would take too long unless there were like short laps, but every lap whoever's in the last place gets eliminated, because they could do all kinds of stuff like RC Pro-Am. Oh my gosh, that game was so fun. I remember playing that on the NES, or like Off-Road. That game would be nuts to see like that many people on a racetrack. I don't know how that would work out, actually. I'm just thinking about it now. But I'm thinking, didn't F-Zero have like 64 racers on the screen? Dude, oh, dude. That would be amazing if they did F-Zero 99 and just have it be like F-Zero GX, 99 people in, and then at each lap cut off like five people. And oh, that would be so much fun. I think that would be really awesome. And just gets down to like the last two. Oh man, that'd be crazy. And I would say if it gets down to like the last five, then it's just like picking off the one at the back, just one at a time. So you put 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, man, that'd be amazing. Dude, yeah, see, that'd be way better than Pac-Man 99. But who knows? Maybe they are working on F-Zero, and it's gonna have like a big multiplayer aspect to it. So I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see. But yeah, I played it. Man, I'm like getting all excited for F-Zero 99. It's not even a thing, but I played a little bit of Pac-Man 99. Actually, I played it several times because I felt like I needed to give it a chance. But I'm just not really digging it. Like, I think the best I did was probably like 30th, 30 something or 40 something's place. And I get it. Like, if you eat all the pellets and it gives you a speed boost, and then if you grab the fruit, then it like kind of resets stuff and you can get those extra like sleeping ghosts to follow the ghosts and send more stuff over to your opponents and whatnot. I don't know. I guess I just don't find it very enjoyable to me. Yeah. But that was the last thing on my list of stuff to play, stuff that I played this week. And that was also the first news story for this week. So Pac-Man 99, now available for Nintendo Switch Online members for free. Well, I guess free in quotation marks. You got to be a Switch Online member. I guess it's an okay perk. I think I would rather just have like some more classic games added to the library of Switch, or like add in like N64 games or GameCube games or whatnot. But I know there are some people that really do like it. I've been seeing people talking about it online, and some people really, really like it. But for me, not my favorite thing. So I probably am not gonna play it anymore. I don't know, is that bad to say? It's just like, oh yeah, it's fine. But then at the same time, like some of the stuff that they put out on the like classic libraries or classic stuff for Switch Online members, it's like, what? What is that? I've never even heard of that game, you know? But there's also times like with Fire and Ice, I'd never heard of that, and I was thinking, what the heck is this game? It looks so junk. Why the heck did they add this game? And then when I actually gave it a shot and played it, it was actually a really fun little puzzle game. I think as a kid, I don't think there's any way I would have played it. I would have been like, what is this? I don't understand what's going on. This is not fun. But like as an adult, going through and seeing these puzzles and just like sitting there and thinking about like, how can I complete this? You know, with the limitations of my little wizard character or whatever. Yeah, he's a wizard, I think. Magician, mage, whatever you want to call him. But I'm just like sitting there pondering, and like sometimes I'm just like, I'll be sitting there for a while and be like, oh, that's how. And then it's awesome. It's like one of those moments where it just clicks, you know? So I mean, there are moments like that, but it's very few and far in between. Because let's see, Nintendo Switch has been out for over 4 years now, and Nintendo Switch Online has been available for what? Three? Wait, two? Two and, well, it's coming up on three, I think. I think I'd have to look at my Switch Online account to see how long of a I've been a member. Actually, let me go look at that right now. I think it says when I log in. Did a little Nintendo Switch Online thing. Yeah. 2 years, 6 months, 24 days. And so that's like the one instance where there was a game that I'd never heard of, and I was like, what is this? And then it turned out to be really good. So 2 years and 6 months and 24 days. Only happened once. So I would like to have more. I want more two-player games that are awesome that I can play online with other people. Like, I mean, Contra, but I don't know. I think that would be really difficult for them to get on there for members because, like they have the Contra collection on there, and I think Konami would probably want you to just buy that instead of being on available for Nintendo Switch Online members for free. But then I don't know. I guess it would take Nintendo probably paying them something to get like a Contra game on there. But I would love either the first Contra on NES or Contra 3 Alien Wars for Super Nintendo. Both of those were pretty bomb, and that'd be a good addition for Nintendo Switch Online. But I would love to see more two-player games added on to Nintendo Switch Online services. Anyways, moving on, the other bit of news that I wanted to talk about was the Switch was updated to 12.0, and usually when companies update their software to like another, like if they go from 11 to 12 or 10 to 11 or whatever you want to call it, like there's usually some substantial thing that was changed or updated or done to it. Because usually the way it goes, it's like you release one version one, and then they'll be like, okay, yeah, this is good, but you know, it has these issues, and so you'll patch it, and then it'll be like 1.1, or and then you'll find more issues, and you 1.2, 1.3, you know, and on and on until you go on and you finally like, you know what, this is a highly requested feature, let's add it in, and we'll change it to 2.0, and then, so everyone was thinking, well, what the heck, this is now 12.0. It was 11 point something, I think 11.4, and then now it's 12.0. But as far as Nintendo released as far as their patch notes are concerned, it's just like system stability and some minor bugs fixed here and there, and they're like, what? But there are some data miners out there that, and they can't confirm any of this, obviously, because they can just like look at the data and see what's in there. But apparently, one of them was talking about how there could be some, I can't remember if they said changes to the dock or upgrade to the dock or something to do with the dock. And I was wondering about that too, because before I had seen docks available for purchase just by themselves, and then they just kind of disappeared. And I'm wondering if maybe that they're not releasing a new switch, but maybe they're releasing an upgraded dock for current switch owners, which would be nice. I mean, it would be a way to get the graphics to be a little bit better, you know, if they just like, I don't know, just throw like a GPU and like call it the Dock Pro, and have you, whenever it's docked, be able to display better graphics on TV, and then when you go back to handheld, then it's just low resolutions and textures and whatnot. But and I think, to me, in my personal opinion, I think that'd be okay, because I feel like so many times when I watch or listen to reviews for games, and they talk about how, oh, the textures are muddy or blurry and blah blah blah, and then they'll go into, it's not really that noticeable in handheld because the screen is so small, you know, and it actually looks, I hear this all the time, people will say like, I feel like it looks better in handheld than it does on the TV, and I'm like, and I wonder if Nintendo's also getting that feedback and just be like, well, then let's just upgrade the dock so we can display better graphics on the TV, because that's where people want them. They don't seem too concerned with the graphics that are being output on the handheld system itself. So makes sense, but I don't know. Also, the other thing that they were talking about being data mined from the patch was that they had noticed Bluetooth audio support for, or I guess audio support for the Bluetooth drivers on the Switch being enabled. And if that's true, that'd be really cool to be able to just connect the Bluetooth headset to your Switch and be able to listen to game audio. Oh, and I really just want voice chat and messaging and all that kind of like normal features that should be there on the system itself, rather than having to go through the app on the Switch. I mean, it's nice to have an app on that connects to your friends and stuff on Switch, but I think it would be better if it was just more of like a supplemental kind of thing, where if you're away from your friends, if you're out doing stuff and your friends can invite you and you get a little notification on your phone and be like, oh, and just send them a message, hey, I'm out, but I can play later, you know? Or just send a little voice message and then they get it on their Switch. Dude, that'd be awesome. Because I mean Xbox has been doing that for years, you know? And I think does PlayStation? I think PlayStation does have an app that works like that. I only had a PS4 for a little while, and I don't remember using the app very much. But I know Xbox for sure, they have an app and you can just like see your friends, send them messages, you know, do party chat even. Like they're on their Xbox, you're on your phone. That would be amazing if they had that kind of functionality on the Switch and all for just $20 a year, you know. That'd be really awesome. But yeah, I guess we'll see what happens with that. And then the last little bit of news, and I don't know if this is really news because it's just people talking about it, so I guess it's more kind of like rumor, that Hideo Kojima is maybe working on something for Xbox. We don't know, and if you don't know who Hideo Kojima is, he's the guy who is in charge of like the Metal Gear games. He also did more recently Death Stranding, which I guess, got very polarizing reviews. Like, some people hated it, and then you have other people that just absolutely loved it. I had never played it because I don't own a PS4 right now, and I don't think I'm going to be owning one anytime soon, unless somebody just happens to give me one. Then I'll be like, oh, I'll take it. But yeah, as of right now, I mean, when I've seen gameplay of it, and it's a really good looking game. But yeah, haven't really played it. But I did like the Metal Gear games. I remember playing Metal Gear, the first Metal Gear, back on the NES, and thinking it was like the coolest game ever. And even though it was so hard for me, I remember trying over and over and over again just to get through the game. But apparently there are talks that he might be doing something with Xbox. I guess, and it's interesting because I think he had like a good relationship with Sony, but maybe, I don't know, maybe Death Stranding didn't perform as well. I think it sold decently. I think it was just maybe that they were expecting more than that. So I don't know if he has like a contract with them and it's coming up, or what, or what's going on. But there are talks that he might be doing something for Xbox now. So if so, it would be cool to see what he does. I like I said, I loved Metal Gear and the Metal Gear games. Like, Metal Gear Solid was awesome, and Metal Gear Solid 3 was pretty awesome too. Though there were a few parts in that game where I was like, okay, this is kind of trippy, kind of weird. But for the most part, Metal Gear Solid 3 was pretty awesome. I think Metal Gear Solid, the original, was probably still my favorite. Even with all like the awkward moments, like with Otacon, where he's like, "Snake, do you think love can bloom even on the battlefield?" Just like, oh man. That is some corniness right there. But yeah, I loved it. There was Metal Gear Solid. That was such a good game. I wonder if they would ever remake it. I know they've already remade it once, but that was back on GameCube, where they had the Twin Snakes, and it was pretty good. I mean, it looked a lot better. I wonder if they would re-remake it though. That'd be interesting to see. Let's see. And as far as that's it for news. All right. So that's it for today's episode of the Unnamed Gaming Podcast, Episode 8. Thank you so much for joining me, for listening to me ramble on and on about video games and some little bit of news that may or may not be relevant to what you like or or whatnot. But I appreciate you, and thank you for stopping by and spending this time with me. It's good. And I keep trying to have like other people on besides just me, but I know like recently it's just been me doing this solo because I've just been like getting home and just being exhausted from work, and I don't like think to ask anybody to come and be on with the podcast with me, and so I don't schedule a time for it. But hopefully things at work calm down pretty soon, and I can actually like talk to some people and have some people on here with me, so and I can schedule a time so that it can be a back and forth and not just a monologue of me talking about games that I played and stuff, news that I like to talk about. But anyways, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week.